This is the VOA Special English Development Report. In 2005, Tanya Pinto was a successful young businesswoman in Dallas, Texas. But she decided to take 3 months off from work at an advertising company to visit her birthplace, India. She volunteered at Mother Teresa's Home for Orphans in Kolkata. She also traveled and saw children in great need.
And that experience was life-changing, and that's why I decided to start a charity.
She returned to her job in Texas and began Baldan Charities. In Hindi, the name means child donation. India has an estimated 18 million poor children. Some charity workers say the conditions on the streets are, if anything, worse than those shown in the film Slumdog Millionaire. Many children depend on international charity projects like Baldan. At first, Baldan provided street children with clothes. Today, the organization gives money to orphanages, schools, and local projects. The money provides food, medicine, school books, and some education. The work is centered in Kolkata, Hyderabad, and Kerala province. Tanya Pinto started her project with small donations from friends and co-workers.
I would pass them in the hallway and they'd say, hey, the next time you go back to India, here's $20, here's $50, here's $10 for the children.
Today, Baldan has other financial supporters in the United States. People organize events to raise money. A restaurant in Dallas donates money whenever anyone orders tacos for a cause. In the next several years, Tanya Pinto hopes to begin sponsoring an orphanage. She visits India as often as she can while working full-time at the advertising company. Her last trip was in May.
I will take the children on an outing as well. I'll take them to the zoo or to the park. And so I'll do things that are really fun activities because these are children who are living in unimaginable poverty. So I like to bring some fun to their lives.
She talks about a trip when she visited a care center operated by a local group that her charity has helped. Two boys recognized her. They had met her at a shelter at a railway station the year before. The children, she says, were rescued from the streets and were doing well. Tanya Pinto says, you do not have to be wealthy or well-known to help others.
Even if you're not a celebrity, if you're not rich, if you're not famous, you can do something to help this make this world a better place.
And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Geraldine Watson with Greg Flakus in Dallas. You can find transcripts and podcasts of our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.